Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has been involved in international humanitarian relief to help persecuted Christians around the world, particularly in the Middle East. It is called Liberty Relief International. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom with Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Liberty Relief International is something that we began in 2014 and really launched it full bore in 2015 under the name Liberty Relief International. This is a powerful ministry that helps our persecuted brothers and sisters, Christians who are being persecuted, not discriminated against, not being stigmatized or can't work, but literally being killed, displaced, brutalized in the Middle East, and particularly these Muslim-dominated countries, but not exclusively there. And Liberty Relief International is there to provide not only food and shelter and security and a safe place to be, but also Bibles and other support as well. It's an amazing ministry, Liberty Relief International, and I encourage you to check it out.
You know, Matt, how did you really feel called to do this? I mean, because it's kind of out of the umbrella of Liberty Counsel's faith, freedom, and family. So how did you really feel called to help these Christians over in the Middle East and these countries where they're being persecuted?
Well, if you think about it, it might seem like it's out of the mission of Liberty Counsel to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. That's our general mission statement, and we do that through litigation, through education, and through public policy. But what we're seeing internationally with Christians is they are on the extreme of persecution. They're not just being discriminated against because they are Christian. They are being singled out, and they're being raped, beheaded. They're being brutalized. Hot boiling oil is being thrown on them. Yeah. Just unbelievable kinds of things. In America, we're seeing Christians persecuted because they're Christians, persecuted in a different way.
Yeah, I don't think we really understand the extreme.
I mean, we're talking about in America, you can't maybe access the same facility.
Right.
Or you're having to compromise your values or being forced to compromise your values on certain things. But we're talking here about because they are Christian, like because people are Christians in the United States, certain things happen, certain discrimination is leveled against them. Because they are Christians, it's more than just discrimination. It's brutal dismemberment and death.
And tragically, really, it's more of a travesty. Unfortunately, the Obama administration has left a vacuum in terms of national support, and the international community has left a vacuum where Liberty Relief International is necessary to step in. I mean, you hear about all the Syrian refugees that are being brought in and relocated here without any kind of vetting, who are operating from a worldview that we know is not only hostile to Christianity, but is hostile to our Constitution, to liberty, to freedom. But there have been a minuscule number of Christians, Syrian refugees and Iraqi refugees and others who have been brought in. And one can only conclude that this is by design, that these Christians are intentionally being excluded in terms of aid and sanctuary.
Yeah, this is incredible what's happening. It's kind of like a rerun of what nations did during Nazi Germany. They stood by and watched the Holocaust occur, and here the United States, by and large, stands by and watches the Holocaust occur. I mean, when ISIS went in and the radical Islamics went into Iraq, they ultimately, we could have taken them out. This administration made a decision not to use aerial assaults because it would ultimately create an environmental hazard by blowing up the oil fields. So we allowed them to go in there because we didn't want to create an environmental catastrophe, and they used the oil fields to generate tens and tens and tens of hundreds of millions of dollars to finance their jihadist movement. And we sat by. And so, you know, Holly, you said, how did this start? In 2014, a ministry that was doing some work over there with Christians wanted some help to raise funds, so we did. And we helped the ministry. We realized that our people really were generous and they wanted to give. Mm-hmm. And we also realized there was not a lot of voices out there. So in 2015, we launched Liberty Relief International, and we raised money to help persecuted Christians around the world. It's unbelievable what is happening, literally a tragedy. But you know what? You can help people. You can help those Christian brothers and sisters, children that are being brutalized. I would encourage you to take a look at libertyreliefinternational.org, which is our URL for this, libertyreliefinternational.org. You can also go to our website, lc.org, and get to it. And the end of the year Liberator has an entire discussion about Liberty Relief International. I encourage you, if you don't have that Liberator, if you're not on our mail list, to call and get that Liberator sent to you.
Well, briefly, Matt, let me just highlight a few of the things that Liberty Relief International, with the generous gifts of people like those listening right now, have been able to do. Liberty Relief International sponsored teams have worked literally in the eye of the storm. I mean, going into putting their own lives at risk, utilizing established local and underground networks to distribute food, water, medical and hygiene supplies. There are no level of supplies, all the way down to the most basic, that these brothers and sisters in Christ are lacking. They need all of these things. And the sponsored camps have served as an oasis of protection where Christ-centered workers tend to the physical and spiritual needs. I mean, doctors are going in there. They're helping people, healing people. These are hurting brothers and sisters, and they need the help of Liberty Relief International, and Liberty Relief International cannot exist without the help of supporters.
You know, I remember, Matt, at an event we had earlier this year, there was a trailer out front, and you go in there and you see the pictures, and these are actual photographs of some of these Christians who've given their lives. They've been tortured, they've been beaten, they've been beheaded, all simply because of their faith. So we have the privilege of partnering with these other ministries that are actually there on the scene, helping these people who flee for their lives, and actually giving them food and shelter and basic needs that we take for granted.
You know, I'm sure you remember this one picture. I'll never forget it. It was a man, I assume it was the father, holding up his little, probably five-year-old, no more than that, maybe four-year-old child in a little frilly dress.
Yeah.
And she has no head. She's been beheaded. And that's what these monsters have done to these children.
And the pain on his face. Oh.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. We did that at the Awakening, had that persecuted tractor trailer there out front for people to go through as a traveling museum, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with the Syrian refugees, the problem that you're having is the UN is just completely ineffective. They create these so-called refugee camps. They're run by Muslims, and so Christians are not safe. The religious minorities are not safe. So Christians are not going to these UN camps.
Even in the refugee
death
camps.
Right.
Yeah.
In the death camps. And then we have ceded our brain over to the UN for them to help designate refugees. Well, who do they designate? They designate those that are Muslims. And so the people that are coming in are Muslims. That's why you don't have any Christians, or a very, 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 like a 1% of the people coming in or possible coming in are Christians. You know, we're trying to help them there where they are. They don't want to leave any more than you want to leave the United States of America. That's where they were born. That's where they were raised. That's their country. They want to live in peace. We want to try to help them have some comfort. And I pray that our new administration will go in and stop this Holocaust and go in and take some serious action. Stop the nonsense about, well, I want to not bomb an oil field because it might pollute the environment. Go in and take out these Holocaust perpetrators that are committing these vicious acts against humans, children, men, and women, simply because they're Christians. But our job is to help them, and you can be a part of that. And you can, at the end of the year, consider a year-end gift for this ministry, Liberty Relief International. You can go to libertyreliefinternational.org. You can contribute there. You can go to lc.org. You can contribute there as well for Liberty Relief International. This is one of the many ministries of Liberty Counsel. We are fighting in the courtrooms. We're fighting in the halls of Congress, in the state houses, on laws and policies. We're providing education. We're also helping persecuted Christians internationally, and you can really reach out around the world to give some comfort, support, and even some spiritual foundation for spiritual counseling and Bibles to these people who literally have nothing. While we enjoy our freedom and our luxury here in the United States, they have nothing. Help our persecuted brothers and sisters. Go to lc.org. Any contribution between now and the end of the year will be doubled. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.